Okay. So hi, welcome back to More Chica, More Fun with Maya Gal. Oh my God. For the new recording, it was created with Spotify for podcasters, the easiest way to make a podcast. Check out their site at podcasters.spotify.com to make your own channel and start your very first episode. Just a short background. Well, it's been 2 years since the last time that I uploaded a recording in here. I got busy, went to different places, faces, and guys? Okay. I went into many heartbreaks, breakups, but yeah, I'm fine, doing great. And I think that's one of the reason why I came back. To update lang. Share ko lang the happenings ko. If you want some chismes, teas, and everything. For years, I really thought I mastered the art of taguan ng feelings and all. But believe me, I did naman, yes. I was fine. However, recently in this modern year, matured age, two guys ghosted me without a reason. Two guys in a row. Can't believe it. Pag nagtaka, gusto ko silang sabihin ng kapal ng mukha nyo. Charet! Kasi I declined my crush date invitation just to meet him or to meet them. And if you will ask me if nagsisisi ako, yeah, yeah, balik that. Hell yeah. Yes, I am. I wasted my time. I wasted my effort. Ang layo-layo ko pa just to get into BGC. Tapos, biglang igogos na lang ako without anything. Pwede naman niyang sabihin na, okay, I'm gonna pass to you because I don't feel any connection. Was it hard to say? Diba? I asked my friends about the situation. So, just to clarify, I am not mad. I am not furious about it. It's just that I am very disappointed about how this thing still happened. Hello, 2023 na kaya? Apakagago lang may ganun pang nag-move pa ng ganun. Very 2015, very 2018. Diba? That's the last time I think na I ghosted someone and another guy ghosted me. Well, now we're okay, but yun. Kasi if things doesn't work, you can tell each other about it. Or just say, let's be acquainted, let's be friends. Kahit casual lang, basta no hard feelings. And masasagot mo yung tanong na why, bakit. Para mawala yung feeling na you are lost, something is missing. Ganyan. So, going back. My friends told me that it happened because these ghosters has issues that they need to work out on their own. Confused pa sila with their feelings. Yung friend ko, sinabihan niya ko na please remember na 3 days yung minimum days para ma-realize mo na you've been ghosted. Hindi yung 1 hour lang na walang reply. Iiyak ka na. That's funny, okay. Tapos, if seen lang nila your message, well, I guess that's your answer because no response is a response. Sometimes they still look in your stories or sa my demo. Well, that's okay, but that doesn't mean na stalker mo siya. Ano yun, agad-agad? Diba? Pwede bang bored lang siya or na-check lang ng my day kasi nakikichismis pala? Ganyan, kaloka. So, if someone ghosted you, don't worry, babalik din yan. Pero, remember this. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. So, ayun lang yung motto ko in life talaga minsan. Kaya, kapag nagkamali ka na sa isang tao, give them a second chance, but hindi mo na yung pababalikin sa buhay mo para sirain ka ulit. Oh, lalim, kala mo ah, kaya ko din. Anyways, ghosters do come back kasi sometimes they feel insecure or going through a breakup and need nila ng someone na magbo-boost ng ego nila to make them feel better. So, ano yun? Kapag binalikan ka nila, go ka na agad, girl? No, you're not gonna do that. Please, take a chill pill. Calm down and take a deep breath and think about the sad feelings that you felt in the last days, weeks, months, years na ginawa niya sa'yo. And dun pa lang, you'll gonna realize he's not worth it. Kasi diba, at the end of the day, nag-overthinking tayo minsan na hindi na tayo loved, hindi na tayo seen, nawawala yung self-confidence natin sa sarili natin after nating mag-ghost. And I think that's a natural response. Pero please, huwag mong ibabad yung sarili mo into that situation na alam mo namang na makakawala ka sooner or later. Kasi that is a temporary feeling. You are hurt. But huwag mong i-stuck sa sarili mo or sa isip mo na may kulang ka, may hindi ka nabigay, na may mali sa'yo. Because that's not true. When we are flirting with someone or loving someone, of course, lahat naman yun binibigay natin, maliban na lang kung cheater ka, di ba? Well, that's a different topic. Just need to wait to get us on that topic, okay? Because there's so many cheaters in here na pa kahit patago. So, mali mo naman yung nang-ghost sa'yo, nag-cheat lang din, kaya ginost ka na lang para hindi malaman ng jowa niya na may ginawa siya sa'yo. Possible! Ang galing ko doon mag-isip. So, for the last part, I've been thinking about, you know, having a revenge on my ghosters. But after weeks din ng pagmumuni-muni, I just realized that it will make me an asshole din. Diba? So, batuhin mo ng bato, batuhin mo ng tinapay. Ay, mali! Pag binato ka ng bato, batuhin mo ng tinapay. That's right, no? So, ayun nga. I think yung ginawa ko lang, you know, para maalis siya sa isip ko. Took a deep breath. That's important. I worked out, went for a run to clear my head, and then I decided I don't want to waste more energy and time for this. Kasi hindi sila worth it. Tangina na lang. Lain na nga, baka saan pumapunta tong episode na to. So yon, I think I'm gonna end it na. Okay? See you guys next time. Bye!